morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and I've been excited the past couple weeks to kind of get back to the foundation of what this program is all about. It really centers around the promise found in Joshua 1:8, which gives us the key to how to have a prosperous and successful life. That's what all of us want. And what's so exciting about this verse is I believe it is the very word of God given to us by a God who loves us, who created us, who gives us life, who designed us so he knows exactly how we are designed to function and what we need to do and what our purpose is in order to be prosperous and successful. And that God has shared those things that we need to know, everything we need to know. In fact, the Bible says, in order to be prosperous and successful, he's given us in the Bible. The Bible tells us our purpose and how to achieve it. It does not promise that we will always have as much money as we want, or that we can follow these five principles and we will soon have all the money that we want. That's not being prosperous and successful. In fact, the Bible warns against thinking that that should be the object of your life. Instead, the Bible says, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. That learning who God is, growing in your relationship with God, marveling at the beauty God displays in his creation, and through your relationships with others. You know, these are the things that give our lives deep meaning, significance, and joy. And God tells us how we can get from where we are to there. And joy and having a feeling of being on the right track and having meaning in life and living life without regrets, those are the things we want, if we're honest, more than money. I mean, if you had a choice between having lots of money and knowing you would be miserable, or having what you have now and being full of joy and passion for living, you know, which would you choose? It's obvious. If you're serious, you know what you would choose. So, that is what the Bible promises, and the Bible tells us it comes from the ultimate source, God. And so we've looked at objections to this the last couple of weeks, and I think I've dealt with them or at least given a good introduction. You know, people will say, what about the contradictions in the Bible? I say, show me one. I have yet to see one. What is actually a contradiction that should cause us to doubt God's word? People will talk about the quality of the biblical writing, that it seems kind of primitive. I looked at that. No, the Bible is actually incredibly profound with an amazing depths of meaning that weave in and out of all these stories that cover centuries of time that brilliantly expose the condition of the human soul and our deepest problems and what the solutions are. And it was written for everywhere from 21st century scientists living in America to primitive people living in an isolated island that have never been contacted, you know, from people outside that island in thousands of years. It's written for everyone, and it communicates to everyone. It is powerful. We've looked at some evidences for the Bible. In other words, why you should believe it is God's word. Evidences from the people who have lived according to the Bible and can testify to its goodness. And I would say that I'm in that category. I don't mean that I've always lived by the Bible perfectly. No one has. There are plenty of times that I have sinned against God, but God's word itself tells us what to do when we sin and how to overcome that. And so I want to encourage you. I don't know of anyone that truly has dedicated themselves to seeking to follow the Bible and has regretted it. Has said, oh, that was a mistake. I shouldn't have loved others like the Bible said. I shouldn't have loved God like the Bible said. I should have been more selfish. No one says that, right? So our own experiences confirm that the kinds of things the Bible says we should value and the way to get there is legitimate. It really connects with the fact of what we see in the world around us. That we know there's purpose and meaning to this life. We know we're not just here by mistake. Someone put us here in this beautiful world full of these amazing moments like love that point us to a creator. It's not just there. It didn't just happen. It's not just that these molecules came together and boom, we have these human beings that can fall in love with each other. No. Our experience validates that that what the Bible's talking about is really the right path to life. So I'm quickly kind of summarizing all the things we've looked at over the last couple weeks. The bottom line is, I don't know how to not believe the Joshua 1:8 promise is a true promise given by God, and that means that I've got to take it seriously and live by it. I've got to keep the book of the law on my lips always. That means I need to be talking about the Bible, and that doesn't just mean, you know, reading the Bible out loud 24 hours a day. What that means is that learning about and understanding the Bible is the first priority or passion of your life. You get into conversations about sports and you just can't wait till you're back to talking about the Bible. You get into conversations about the weather, which is a good place to start with someone you haven't seen, since yesterday or haven't seen in a while. You need something simple to talk about, so you talk about the weather. But what you really want to talk about, what you really want to learn about, what you really want to focus in on is the Bible. I don't mean that you can't ever watch a sports program and kind of just tune out of life and enjoy watching a sports program or a good movie or something, but there is this pattern that in your life you're regularly spending time and thinking about and seeking to develop your understanding of the Bible. And as you do that, it's done with a purpose so that you may carefully do everything written in it, so that you can apply it to your life, so that you can make changes in your life, in your thinking, in your beliefs, in your behaviors, so that you may be prosperous and successful. And here's one more thing I haven't shared about this topic yet is the Bible applies to every challenge and problem of life. If you're going through depression, if you're going through an eating disorder, if you have anxiety or panic attacks, if you have an addiction problem, if I could go on and on, relationship problems, one issue after another that plagues humanity, the Bible has answers. The Bible will give you a step-by-step guide how to change your thinking habits and how to do some things to address some behavior patterns so that you can really have change and grow in your life and overcome these kinds of difficulties. Now, I don't mean that the Bible promises a cure for a medical disease like cancer. Okay, I'm not saying there's a step-by-step guide how to overcome cancer. I would say there is a step-by-step guide to understanding why the God who gave you life would let you go through something like cancer, how you can have peace and joy in the midst of cancer, how you can have the right frame of mind about how to address it and what to think about it and understanding its cause, the root cause, not just the medical cause, but sin. You know, the Bible addresses all these things so that we can have confidence in God and a passion for life no matter what life throws at us, and believe that God has purpose and reason behind it. So I say all that to encourage you. At our church, we offer free biblical counseling. We have a Christian counseling ministry. And if you say, you know what, I want to learn, what does the Bible say about how to address this issue in my life, whatever it may be, no matter what it is, we want to help you learn what the Bible says and help you begin to come up with a plan based on the Bible to grow, to overcome those problems, to be prosperous and successful. The number to call to get information about that free counseling is 803-943-8237. And let me mention briefly, I'll give that number one more time in a moment. Let me mention that going to church where you hear the Bible taught is one of the ways God wants you to meditate on the Scripture, to sing songs based on the Scripture, to meet with others who are seeking to follow the Bible. That sense of community in following God and Jesus is an essential part of how you're going to be able to apply the Bible. So I encourage you to go to church this Sunday. You can come to Fairfax First Baptist for our 11 o'clock service or Beach Branch Baptist in Luray for our 9 o'clock service. We'd love to have you. The number one more time to call is 943-8237. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.